The Nature Conservancy of Canada was founded in 1962, and it's a registered not-for-profit organization, and they advocate for the conservation of important natural heritage areas from coast to coast. Like I said earlier on, they isolate these wonderful little pieces or big pieces of land that are not being used for anything other than nature, that is, and they try and make it so that they will remain that way forever. Now, here in Ontario, the Conservancy has acquired more than 75,000 hectares, or 186,000 acres, and recently acquired 1,000 hectares of land of undeveloped shoreline on Big Trout Lake, 45 minutes from Thunder Bay on Lake Superior. Wonderful part of the world, by the way. Incredible geography. Joining us this morning from the Nature Conservancy of Canada is Gary Davis, the Program Director of Northwestern Ontario. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing fantastic. That part of the world, that Thunder Bay, the lakehead, Lake Superior, is just incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I live right near the coast, and it's a very beautiful part of the world, that's for sure.
Now, I've seen photos and videos of this property. It in itself is pretty spectacular. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Big Trout Bay was the last undeveloped, or is still the last undeveloped, privately owned bay between the city of Thunder Bay and Duluth, Minnesota, so pretty special from that perspective. About 21 kilometers or 13 miles of undeveloped shoreline, beautiful cliffs that are habitat for peregrine falcon, beautiful bays, very sheltered bays, and coastal forest, some wetlands. It's got everything. You think about Lake Superior North Shore, and it's quintessential.
And, of course, I mean, I can only imagine the number of species and not just fish, but waterfowl and everybody. I'm sure it is a very important piece of property as it pertains to the natural wildlife and stuff.
Yeah, we've done inventories with some of our partners, like the Royal Ontario Museum, M&R, a local naturalist. And I think the count now is close to 800 different species, from lichens to birds to various mammals, and you say the fish that use the coast as well. Yep.
Wow. So who owned this property? We're talking a big piece of land, 1,000 hectares. We're not talking a little pocket here. Who owned the land before?
It was owned by an American investor that actually owns quite a bit, or owned quite a bit of land on the North Shore Lake Superior, and bought it, you know, many years ago, and as a good businessman was looking to kind of add a bit of value to it and to make some money on it. He was proposing a cottage lot development on the land, right, which caught our attention, almost 15 years ago.
That's pretty much what happens to most of this land that you don't get an opportunity to save, right? Usually some developer gets their hands on it and they eventually put in cottages. I mean, I'm noticing that more and more now where cottages that were once, you know, hand-built, custom little cabins that people put up on their own. Now it's like subdivisions, and yeah, that's the fear, right, that we can take some of this pristine land and basically turn it into an urban area overnight.
Yeah, I mean, it's about balance. Cottaging, you know, we all love to get down to the lake and sit camp and watch the lake and go fishing from there, but it needs to be a balance. So we feel that Big Trout Bay is a nice green space in a coast that has a fair amount of cottaging on it. And you're right, a lot of it isn't cottaging anymore. A lot of it is full-time homes that, you know, done right are perfectly good land use, but we need that balance of some natural spaces as well.
Talk to us about James Duncan, the man who persistently chased this project and finally was able to secure the property.
Yeah, James was a great guy. He passed away all too young about a year ago, and he was the driving force behind a lot of NCC's work in Ontario, including Big Trout Bay. He spent over 10 years, negotiating with the landowner and using his charm and wit to convince folks that this was a property worth supporting to purchase it.
That's got to be a tough sell, though, because, you know, I'm thinking from the developer standpoint. I can pretty well say this with certainty that he or she or whoever the developer was did not make the profits on this land had they gone ahead with the development. How do you do that?
Well, we're required by our own internal policies and I guess common sense to only pay, you know, a market value for a property. So as I mentioned, the previous landowner adds some value to his property by, you know, moving through the development process. And I guess they decided perhaps that, you know, looking at their financials, that this was a good time to sell it because to get to go further along the development process costs money. And has risk as well. So I can't, you know, read their mind, but I'm thinking they looked at our offer and said, you know what, that's a good return on my investment to date.
Okay, so they are looking at it. Most of these developers are still looking at it as a win for them.
Oh, I think so, and I like to think that they see our organization and other conservation organizations as doing good work, and that they can, you know, in some small way support that.
Now, getting back to James, who we said obviously passed away last year, but was instrumental in putting this particular project together. I see that there is going to be a tribute to him.
Yeah, that was actually last Saturday, a week ago.
Nice.
Today. We had an opening ceremony at the, what we call the Southern Trailhead or Memory Road for those folks around Thunder Bay. And we had about 55 people come out from the conservation community, neighbors and friends, and James's sister and her husband were there, and they cut a ribbon and gave some very nice words. And then we took most of those people went on a hike on part of the trail and got to enjoy it in James's memory.
Ah, fantastic. How can people get a hold of you or get involved if they want to, you know, contribute to the NCC and maybe volunteer some hours? How does that work?
As far as learning about us, we have a great website, natureconservancy.ca. There's a link in there called Nature Destinations, which they can click on a map of Canada and see all the sites, all of our properties where we've developed infrastructure like trails and interpretive centers, and Big Trout Bay there is right in the center of the country. Click on that. It shows you where the trail is, how to get there. And there are various links in our website where you can either send an email or text, et cetera, to ask people for more information. Those will eventually get to me if you're looking at Big Trout Bay. And folks locally, they know me, so they can give me a call if they want to help out with trail work or other kinds of conservation work. We're always looking for help.
Fantastic. That's the natureconservancy.ca, and we'll have that up on our site as well. Gary, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and job well done, my friend.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Gary Davis from the Nature Conservancy of Canada. There you go. We never even, you know, this all goes on behind the scenes. We never even find out until afterwards. The hard work that these folks put together. Anyways, got to take a quick break. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.